Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Lamed Aleph. Sanhedrin, Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amid Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom, as we get to the last daf here in the third perek, Perek Zeborer. Okay, so we start off five lines up at the bottom. Amar of Yehuda. So again, we're talking about issues of Eidus on Hoda'ah and Eidus on Halva'ah. What exactly did the Eidim have to witness in order to combine to be Mechayev the defendant money? Do they have to witness the same event? Do they have to testify together in all related issues? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Eidus HaMacheshes Zu Azu B'Bedikos, K'sher B'Dinim Amanis. Eidus that is contradictory regarding Bedikos, K'sher B'Dinim Amanis. We will get to. We had already once or twice the issue of Bedikos and Chakiros. If you remember, we had this back in the Motzi Shemra Sugya. We had this once where we discussed what is the Machlokas, whether Motzi Shemra is 3 or 23. So the Gemara had 8 different suggestions. What exactly is the Machlokas? We had back on Daf Tes Amid Beis. One example is, Kago Diskachish be Bedikos, Velo Diskachish be Chakiros. One example where we had this already. What exactly does that mean? So we're going to have Hashem later on, in about a week and a half, the discussion of different types of questions that the Gemara, that Besdin asks the Eidim. There are more fundamental questions, the Chakiros, what day did it happen, who was involved, the Chulu, and other questions which Besdin might ask, might not ask, you know, what were they wearing, was it cloudy, was it sunny, you know, other peripheral type of questions. So says Rav Yehuda, if there is contradiction between, in the peripheral questions, not the Iker questions, so that is still okay for Didi Mamanis, that is still combinable, even if they contradict each other. The Rashi says an example, Mitzvibidikos. She'ena mishava chakiros. It's not one of the 7 major important questions asked. Be'ez yom, be'ez shah, shahazama tluya bahem. That hazama will be tully on them. You have to know where and when. Ava bekelev shchor bekelev vanim. Was he wearing a black shirt? Was he wearing a white shirt? She'ein din hazama tluya bahem. That was the contradiction. So when it comes to the imamanis, it's still okay. Nefashis, obviously, we have a higher standard. We have the concept of vihitzilu ha'eda. We do what we can to save the person. It is weighted. It is weighted indeed in nefashis. And therefore, we will not accept the contradiction by nefashis, but by mamadis we will, says Rav Yehuda. Amar Rava, Bistav and Milsay, Rav Yehuda, Bechad Omer Baraniki Shchar, Bechad Omer Baraniki Levana, fine by the shirt, the color, that's fine. Aval Echad Omer Mana Shachar, Echad Omer Mana Lavan, Amit Tarfin. But Rava says, even if it's somewhat, we might call it a bedika, but it's about the Iker item that they are testifying about. One says he gave him an old coin, and one says he gave him a new coin. So it's about the money that they're talking about. That's also not combinable. Even by Dina Mamanis, that would not be able to be Mitztarif. That's Rava's Chidush. Says the Gemara, Va'ardaki Shchorab Dina Nefashas Lo. But what's the parallel? By a black shirt, white shirt, that's okay by Nemamanis, but not okay by Nefashas? But what do you mean? The Omer of Chizda, but didn't Rav Chizda say, Echad Omer Besayev Harago, Echad Omer Ba'aririn Hargo, or the other gear says, Be'izemel Hargo. They're the different murder weapon. One says he killed him with a sword. One says he killed him with aririn, which is like a little knife or an axe. So, Ezen Nachon, that's not called Nachon. What's Nachon? That comes from the Pasek. V'hinei emes Nachon Hadavar. Meaning, do we accept the testimony? So, Rav Chizda says, even if it's a distinction, if it's a contradiction in the murder weapon, Ezen Nachon. But Echad Elmar of Kelev Shechorim, Echad Elmar of Kelev Levadim, are Ezen Nachon. But if it's a different color shirt, it would be okay. So even in the Fashos, you see this is acceptable. So what's Rav Yehuda's big statement about Dini Mamanis is acceptable, but Dini Nefashos, it would not be acceptable. Even by Nefashos, it would be acceptable if the shirts are different colors. Says the Gemara, Gavra, Gavra Karamis, what, you're asking me from Rav Chizda and Rav Yehuda? They're both Amoraim, and therefore, it's not a problem. Remember, Rav Yehuda, this is not Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yehuda the Amora, who learned by Rav, and then after Rav died, he went to learn by Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda is an Amora, and therefore, he adds Rav Chizda could argue on each other, right? Relating to the Rashi we discussed in the last year of a post-Amora, a Rishon arguing on an Amora, fine, that's a problem. As Rashi says in Daf Lamed, yesterday's Daf, that Ravina and Rav Ashi are so fora, and he can't argue. Like the Ramah quote in that quoted that in Choshen Mishpat at Siman Chaf Hei. But on Amora and on Amora, for sure, same time period, same league, and therefore they can argue, they could argue on each other. Period. Nahar do yamri afilu echad amar mana shachar v'echad amar mana lavan mitztarfin. Even if around about the money, right, arguing on Rava from before, even about the money, if one says it was an old coin, one says it was a new coin that was lent, it's still mitztarif. Who is that like? Come on, Rav Yishua ben Karcha. That's like Rav Yishua ben Karcha, who we discussed on the last daf. Why? Shubha Karcha was the one that they could testify about different items. So they could testify about different events. One Lent on Sunday, one Lent on Tuesday. So here too, right, there could be different coinage. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Amen, the Shabbos led Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. When did we say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha accepts testimony about different events? Hechadu al-Machashi ahadati. That's where they're not contradictory. One aid says, I saw the loan on Sunday. One says, I saw the loan on Monday. So it's obviously different events, but they don't contradict each other. They add to each other. But Lamaisa, the money was borrowed, and there are two aided that say that Reuven owes Shimon the Chiyuv altogether. But here, ironically, it's worse. Even though they're testifying about the same event, but they're testifying that there was a difference in the same event. They're testifying there was different money. So the closer they are, the worse it is. We might say, use the Lashon here, right? Its strength is its weakness. Its strength that they're testifying about the same event, but that ruins it because they're saying that there was a different item at that same event. Rashi says, could go and say, third line, Meir almana shebiyom sheini, v'zeh meir almana shebiyom rishon, u'shteh modim shezeh lo ra'a bishal zeh. If they each say, yeah, I'm testifying about something different than what you said, that's fine. Rav Yishua ben Karcha says we can accept both of them. Aval hechad d'shneiem me'idin amana echad u'machishin zezem yamar. But if they contradict each other about the same event, that's even worse. So Rav Yishua ben Karcha will never accept that, and therefore, says the Gemara, we will not. You cannot say it's just Hishita. So Ella. So when Nahardoi says that it's acceptable, it can't be based on Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Elohuda Amar ki haitana. But it must be based on the following brisa. Nahardoi must be based on the following brisa. The Tanya, not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, but as follows. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Right, just to give a mushal, Lamada Radome, when we have, you know, if it's two different things, fine. But if it's within, contradictory within, where we've had the principle of Mizuyaf Mitocho, right? Even if Rabbi Lazar, let's say, requires Ede Mesira Karsi, as we've discussed, Rabbi Lazar says Ede Mesira the Iker, not the Ede Chasima, and we discussed whether that only applies by Gittin or whether it applies in Shtar Shtaris, but where it's Mizuyaf Mitocho, if there is a problem in the Shtar, so that makes it worse. Even if you don't need the Edim signed on the star, but if it's a problematic signature on the star, so then that could make it worse. So that's similar to here, that this is not just two different ones, but it's the signing on the star. So therefore, it cannot be Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Remember also the 2 days, the Machlokas Tosfos has an Arvi Psachim, the Rashbam Tosfos there, about whether Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is a son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in one Gemara is called Kereach. So Tosfos says a Deya, according to the Rashba, maybe Rabbi Yishua ben Karcha always means the son of Rabbi Akiva, and Tosfos can't accept it. Whoa, Rabbi Akiva is called Kereach. That type of nickname can't be. So Machlokas Rishonim, whether Rabbi Yishua ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara, Lehu da'amar ki aitana. Titanya, the Brisa says as follows. This is the Brisa that supports that even if there's a contradiction about the item, it's still okay. The Tanya Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar Lo Nechelku Beit Shammai Beis Hillel. Right, the beginning of the Braisa, so we don't have to know. But Rav Shimon ben Elazar's version is Beit Shammai Beis Hillel don't argue Al Shtei Kita Edim. If there are two different groups of Edim, Sha'achas Omeres Masayim V'achas Omeres Mana Shiyish Bechal Masayim Mana. Four Edim come to court. Two of them say that Reuven owes Shimon 100. Two of them say that Reuven owes Shimon 200. Says Rabbi Yishua ben Elazar, there's no machlokas there. Everybody would agree he owes him at least 100. And he pays him 100. Why? Because there are two Edim that testify about 100. What about the extra 100? Okay. But since you have two Edim about each one, so we say Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana, we have that principle, and therefore we will say that they each have 100. Amanechleku al-Katachatz. What do they argue about if there's only one Kat? If there's one aid testifying about each of this, Shebeishame Omrim, Nechlka Edusan. One eight says Reuven borrowed 100. One eight says Reuven borrowed 200. So there, do we also say Yish Bechlal Masayamana? That's the machlokas. Beishamai Omrim Nechlek Eidusar. Beishamai says no. This is a split edus. We do not say Nechlekah Eidusar in that. We don't say oh, we accept it in that case. Why? Because one of them is a right. They haven't been proven to be telling the truth. They don't have another aid with them, and therefore we say that it could be sheker. Ubeisilah Omrim Yesh Bechlal Masayamana. And Beisilah says even there, where one says 100, one says 200, they're each saying we could say 100 at least, and therefore we can accept their testimony. So that's the Tana, that's the Shita of Nahar Doi. Because Nahar Doi also says, one says black, one says white, about the money, it's okay, because the Maestro is testifying about the same amount. So here too, says Beis Hillel that there. A couple of points to mention. Now, but first of all, let's talk about each shita. Beis Shammai says we don't accept if it's one against one. Why? Because one is for sure lying. That's Rashi's lashon. Given echad shakron shuv ein kan edus. Right? There's no edus here because they both stand alone. So how is Beis Hillel machshir? How is Hillel machshir that? One says 100, one says 200. Right? What exactly is the, how does he machshir? So if we look in the Rishonim in Baba Basra, the Ritva. The Ritva in Baba Basra, Daf Mem Aleph, says, we could assume that people make mistakes. We could assume that this type of detail, the exact amount of money, that doesn't prove, that's not Muksuk Shakran. Says the Ritva, Baba Basra Mem Aleph, the Yesh Lomar, the Kihai Gavna Lo Chashiv Eidus Mecheshes. You don't consider it contradictory. Elameda Kudelo Da'ik Chad Minayu. One of them was a Medaktik. Vita Bein Marl Matayim. The Oven Inish Detoy Bahachi. We make mistakes. We don't always remember exact quantity. To hakomai de efshar litlos bitaus. Talinon, to ukme sadi becheskas ksherim. We can do whatever we want. We can't. We do whatever we can to say that maybe people are kosher. Right? Every Jew has a cheskas kashrus. Right? And we'd rather not undermine that cheskas kashrus if we don't have to. And therefore, says the Ritva in Baba Basra, here we can say that it was acceptable, and therefore, in a way, if we would say that it wasn't done on purpose and they weren't medakting, and therefore we say it is acceptable. And there he quotes Agav Urchin Shaminan Mishvayt Zilchukam Shum Gamliel. Okay, he quotes what the halach is, and he quotes Nahar Doi V'chulu our whole Gemara. So again, if there's a Cheskas Kashrus, we do whatever we can not to undermine the Cheskas Kashrus. I think we've discussed, Rav Shechter writes this in one of his Svarim also, that the Cheskas, I think quoting from Rav Salvechik, the Cheskas Kashrus of every Jew at root is based on Salam Elokim. Why? Because we know the Gemara tells us, Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. The Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, and therefore MS is related to every person because we are Tzelem Elokim, and therefore that's the root of every Jew's Cheskas Kashrus, that we're like somewhat V'halachta Mizrachav, we're created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we all start off with that MS unless we ruin it. So therefore the Ritva says we do what we can to keep that Cheskas Kashrus if we're able to say that it was a somewhat of a negligible mistake. I'm not sure if there's going to be any, if, is there any limit? What if somebody says 10,000 and somebody says 10? You know, is the Ritva also going to say there that, oh, people make mistakes about numbers, right? There could be that there's a certain type of limit, and it's probably based on what the Dayan thinks, right? The Dayan has to use his head. If the Dayan thinks that this was just a little bit, you forgot the 10 and 100, or 100 and 200, you know, that could be a difference. But other than that, not. There is a question also of the Chachmei Brisk. Which Chachmei Brisk, right? We think that the Salvechik started Brisk. Right? They didn't make Brisk famous. The Shach made Brisk famous even before the Salvechiks. The Shach writes, the Suffolk of the Chachmei Brisk. What's the Suffolk of the Chachmei Brisk? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Laman Aleph, Din Harbe Kite Edus. That's the name, title of the Simin Chosha Mishpat. The Din of various groups of Edim. Shtei Kite Edim. Hamachisho Zezeh. Our case. You have two groups of Edim that contradict each other. Sheba Eid Echad. What if two groups of Edom contradict each other? If you have Hazama, okay, the first one's knocked out, Edom Zoman. That's the Chiddush HaTorah, as we had earlier. What if you have two Kita Edom that are contradict each other? So then we just throw them out of court. Right? Two Reuben and Shimon testify against Levi and Yehuda. They're contradictory, so they go home. What about if Reuven and Levi come to Bezin the next day about a totally different edus. Do we accept them, Reuben and Levi? Because after all, the two of them were thrown out of court yesterday, and they're from two different groups. So Mistama, one of them was lying, we just don't know which one. So would we accept one from each group? That's the Shulchan Aruch's case. What if two groups of Edom that were contradicted, that Ba Eid Echad, Mikadzev, Eid Echad, Mikadzev, Eidu Beid Esacheres, Ein Kan Eidu, says the Shulchan Aruch. Shrei Bevada, Echam Hem Sheker, right? Because one of them was thrown out of Bezin yesterday, one of them is telling, not telling the truth. But what if Reuben and Shimon come to court? Or Levi and Yehuda come to court? And they give testimony about something else, they would be accepted. Because they're two Edim, and the two as a group wasn't proven wrong. Each one was proven wrong by the, not proven wrong, but assumed to be a problem. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ba'akad zu b'fnei atzma v'he'ida edus, u'ba'akad zu b'he'ida edus acheres b'fnei atzma, m'kalon kalachas men b'fnei atzma. That's the Shulchan Aruch. If one from each group come tomorrow and they combine with each other, that's a problem. But if each two come together, so that would be okay. So what about the following? Says the Shach, right here. Says the Shach. Kachu b'chal aposkim. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch. V'tzorach la'ayin. Eich adin v'shnei edim amachishim zezeh. D'gamkein chad minayim mishaker. Inomer d'gamkein psun la'edis echad b'yachad olo. V'chulu. He said v'chulu when he quotes the Lashon of the Tur. V'chal aposkim d'chazu shnei edim amachishim zezeh. Eich adin la'oso edis. Aval la'edis acheres mizeh lo eskiru. Right, what do we just say? If one of each of the groups come, that's a problem. Because each one had two against them. What if two Edom come to court and they contradict each other? One against one. Could they come? That's the question. The mashva the vishnei Edom amachishim zezeh lo psulon la'edas acheretz. Kiven dechol echad Edom muchash vishnayim. Right? If one is contradicted by two others, then they can't come to court the next day. What if one is only contradicted by one? Two Edom come to court and they contradict each other. Okay, we throw them out of court. What happens if the next day they come and they can't testify about something else? Do we say then that they aren't accepted or not? They weren't contradicted yesterday, except by only one person. That's the suffix of the Chachmei Brisk. That's what the Shach quotes here, Lamed Aleph Aleph. Ad kan l'shono, he quotes the suffix, Ad kan l'shono chacham echad v'omar, she'davar zeh nafal bo machlokes gadol v'kahal kadosh brisk, v'maisa she'ira g'sham kein v'nechleku halomdim, ma'od v'davar, the lomdim. In the 1600s, the Lomdim were very had a big machlokas about this. V'inichu b'tzarachin, v'linira, and then he quotes from the Ran. He thinks that they are apostle, and he thinks that there is a problem here. But that is the Shach who quotes the Safi from the Chachmei Brisk related to our Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says that was the first case of the Brisa. We quoted the Brisa to relate to cases of extensions of extending edus, right? What is this sugya about? When are edim combinable, right? If they contradict a little bit, they contradict a lot. So here too, 100, 200, are they contradictory? So we'll go to the second part of the brisa. Keep in mind, remember also, yesh b'chlal masai emana doesn't only come up literally, like here. Here's the literal source, yesh b'chlal masai emana. 100 is within 200. Sometimes it comes up in totally different contexts of halacha. So for example, the poskim discuss, if by mistake I said birchas hashachar out of order, right, I'm supposed to say, Shalo Asani Goy, Shalo Asani Aved, Shalo Asani Isha. What happens if I skipped? If I said Shalo Asani Isha first, and I was like half sleeping, and I went out of order. So sometimes, there are some brachos, without getting into any details right now, that you cannot go back and say the earlier ones, because, Yish Bechal Masai Amana. If I ready say Shalo Asani Isha, let's say, Anisha is full Kedushas Yisrael. Right, the other ones are going up. A goy has no kedushas Yisrael, and Eved Kenani has nobody's chayv in mitzvahs, and Isha has full kedushas Yisrael with a patur from certain mitzvos. So once I say something more, yesh b'chlal masai emana. Right, that's the lashon that's used by poskim in various different contexts to mean, hey, you've already said it. So it's taken out of context. But here is the context. Here is the context of the Dini Mamas. Okay, part two of the Braisa. Echad Omer Chavish Shel Yayin. Ve'echad omer chavish al shemen. One says he lent him a barrel of wine. One says he lent him a barrel of oil. So that's also contradictory. Havi uvda v'asil kamid Rabbi. They came in front of Rabbi Ami. Chive Rabbi Ami l'shlume lechavid l'chamra. Rabbi Ami says you have to pay for the barrel of wine. Migo chavita de mishcha. which is within the barrel of oil. Meaning he said to pay the lower value, right? Wine, interestingly, a barrel of wine costs less than a barrel of oil. And therefore, Rav Ami said, you have to pay the lower one. Who is that like? Kaman Gershom ben Elazar. That's like Gershom ben Elazar, just as we had earlier, up above, right? We had 100, 200, so at least 100. Oil and wine, so you pay that, you pay the lesser one. Sounds like, oh, wait a minute, is that comparable, really? Amar to Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Hecha Deish B'chal Masai Amana. Fine, if it's all about money. I understand. 100, 200, you can say they're both testifying about 100. But here's oil and wine. Oil and wine is also compatible and combinable. Right? Would he say that here? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. We're talking about a case where it wasn't about the barrels itself. It was about the value. The value of the barrel. One said it was the value of the barrel of wine, and one says the value of the barrel of oil, and that's what it means, therefore it's all about money. Fine. Next. One says it took place on the upper porch. One says it took place on the lower porch. And he was Mitzarev the Edus. Why here? You don't have to go back to Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Here, Rashi quotes, you go back to Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha. Shimon Karcha says it could be about two different loans. So here too, right? It could be about two different loans, and we can be Mitzarev the Edus, because the Edus has to be on the Chiyuv and not on the actual loan, and therefore that's why it would be good enough. The three cases in the Brisa, the relating to money, relating to barrels, and relating to place. Good. We continue. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said back on Daf Chavtes. How do we know that when Dayanim leave the courtroom, they cannot say, one cannot say, look, I wanted to be Mizake you, but my friends outvoted me. You can't say that. That's usher to say. Chaveri Rabu Aloy. So, says the Gemara, now continuing that discussion. Tanu Rabbanan, minayim sheyetze lo yomar, harini mezaka v'chaveri mechayvin, ava mo'ese, shechaveri ravu alai. How do I know that I'm not allowed to say that? Tama lomar lo selech rachil ba'amecha, that's rachilus. V'omar halech rachil megale sod. Right, we have the different gersos in the Mishnah. But that's what one is not allowed to say, even if something is true, right? The Chavis Chaim discusses, based on the Rambam, partially, we just read that Rambam 2 days ago, right? What's the difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilus? But here, even if it's true, it's going to cause problems, and therefore one is not allowed to reveal that, even if it's many years later, as we're about to see. Hu Talmida, Tadafik Ale Kala Degali Milsa, Did Rabbi Medrash Abasar Esra Vatad Shnin. There was a student that Nafik Ale Kala, right, there was a call that went out that he revealed things that were said in the base Medrash after 22 years. Even though it was 22 years ago. 22 years ago still, he revealed it. Afke Rabbi Ami Be Medrasha. Rav Ami said, leave the base medrash. Omar Dain Gali Razia. He is a secret revealer. Right? He was upset about it. And therefore, this halacha about Lo Selech Rachil, Holech Rachil Megal Asod, even applies in many years later. The Sharmas Yanim Balacha here wonders what it was said in the base medrash. If it was said in the base, we're not talking about Bezdin. Isn't the base medrash a public place? Isn't something that base medrash a place where you want to know what was discussed in the base medrash? Tzarech biur b'mechata shegila davar tit rabbi medrusha. Adaraba asks the shurim sinem balacha. Kiba tit rabbi medrusha yitzarech lafarsim adavar. Right, remember the Gemara that says in a few places. Chagiga dav gimel ma chidush haya b'beis medrush hayom. Right, new. What did you learn in the base medrush today? The base medrush. We're not going to talk about Bezdin. The base medrush. Magolus tovai sabiyatcha bebikashim laadu imani. Right, you had a pearl mivur. The davar, rather, that's the Hakel Gemara. Mevor, the davar to itvar bebeis hamedrash, ika mitzvah bazesha mefarsimo. Yet the mitzvah to be mefarsim, shagam acherim yehenu midevrei Torah. So I don't understand. What was the problem? Venira lafarish, says the Sharam Sinan Balacha, it appears to say maybe it's based on other Gemaras. There are various times where the Gemara says, don't reveal it. Asa lafarsim lefnei am haaretz. Don't, you're not supposed to publicize it. You don't want the Hamon Am to be mezalzel. Certain things are mutter, but the Rav shouldn't give shear on it publicly and say, yeah, everybody does this. Because it could lead to looking down on something, it could lead to being mezalzel even more. Shalo yitamu es abrios, right? We shouldn't say something that is going to cause people problems. And he quotes many examples of this as well. He doesn't quote the one in, he does towards the end. Menachas Adites. Right, the Nachas Adites, where the Gemara says, even if somebody only says Kriyat Shema Shacharis V'Arvus, he's Yotzei the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara then says, and it's a mitzvah to tell Amei Haaretz this. And the next line says, it's Aser to say Amei Haaretz this. But there's a balance. On the one hand, you want to encourage people. Even if you just learn a little bit, it's amazing. But on the other hand, that's it, I have to learn, great, amazing. Right, I'll do Kriyat Shema Yomi. I don't have to do Daf Yomi. Right, so that's the problem. So it's a balance. So some things, says the Shem Shirin Balacha, is not such a mitzvah to be mefarsim. Point number one. We also know, it's hard to say that if it's in the Beis Medrash, it's Lashon Hara, it's Rechilus, right? Remember the rules of we had in Baba Basra, Daf Lama Tess, anything that's said in front of three people, Ein Bo Misham Lishna Bisha. Right? So how does that Gemara relate to this also is an important discussion. What's the 22 years? At the 22 years, right, he said it over. So the Megillas Hayam here quotes the Sefer Zichron Chaim. Don't know who that is. Zichron Chaim. Alpi, he says, Zichron Chaim, he says, the Shvatim were Machrim. Anyone who reveals who Yosef was. Remember, and then Yitzchak Avinu says, I can't say if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reveal it. Kechrimu Mishi Yigal Yaakov Mirchiris Yosef. And after 22 years, Yosef said, Ani Yosef, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. So Dafke, he revealed himself. So maybe he thought that 22 years is the amount of time, is the statutes of limitations for secrets in the Beis HaMedrash. But the answer was that it was a problem. It was a problem that shouldn't have been done. Also the Toras Chatos, also, not the Toras Chatos, Toras Chaim. Toras Chaim here also discusses this idea, and he says, after Davar Shenemar Beis HaMedrash Hu Mefarsim Ksas Ve'Eino Sod Gamur, this relating to the Sharm Sinan Balacha's first point, even though it's said in the Beis HaMedrash, and it's somewhat known, it's not our job to like be Megala. Afilu Achi Avi Bechal Megala Sod. Kemo Shei Bechal Megala Sod Misham Arini Mizaga V'Chavir Mechayvin. Even though Bezdin knows about it somewhat, was not supposed to be talking about things. Even if three people know about it. Right? Like we quote the law from some, I don't think it's from a Torah source originally, but the great phrase, great people talk about ideas, medium people talk about things, and little people talk about other people. Right, so that's not what we're supposed to be focusing on. So therefore, says the Gemara, says the Torah's Chaim here, even if it was somewhat known, it's not our job. Okay, says the Mishnah, last Mishnah here in the third parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. Kol Zman Shemevi Raya Soseres Hadin. As long as a raya is brought, then the din can be contradicted. We just mentioned, there is no such thing as a statute of limitation. There is no limit as to when you can bring edus or rayas to the court. And whenever you bring, even if it's 20 years later, you can uproot the din. All my love. But what about this case? If Bezdin says, "Kol raya sheyesh lecha avei, mikan v'shloshim yom," you have 30 days to bring all the rayas you can. Maza b'doch shloshim yom, so sir. Fine, within 30 days you can be sosher the din. Lachar shloshim yom, ain't no sosher. But if it's after the 30 days, the Tanakama holds, you can't bring it anymore. The Tanakama holds, if Bezdin gave you a certain amount of time, then there is a limit. Amar, if Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel argues, Mayasa zeh, shalom maza b'doch shloshim, what's lachar shloshim? What do you want from him? He only found the raya after 30 days. Right, I know you gave him 30 days, but he didn't find it until afterwards. And therefore, he says to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can't fault him. And we pass him like that, Rav Shimon Gamliel. The first Rav Shimon Gamliel here, we pass him like. But what about this? Amar lo have edim. Amar ain li edim. He says, I have no edim. Amar have raya. Amar ain li raya. Ulachas man hevi raya umasa edim hareze eino klum. There, he specifically declares that he has no Edim or Raya, so that's going to be even worse in terms of Psak, in terms of what we paskin. That, the Tanakhama says, you know, we don't accept anything afterwards. Rav Shimon Gamliel, same thing. Mayas is Eshelo Heya Yodea Sheishlo Edim. Well, he didn't know that he had witnesses, that there were witnesses who Matze Edim. Well, Yodea Sheishlo Raya Matze Raya. Well, what do you want from him? He only found it afterwards. So, Lahalacha, we'll see that's worse. The first case, he didn't bring it. Okay, he didn't deny having it. But the second case here, he denied it, so it's going to be worse. Rosh HaMizchayeh B'din, third case. In a case where the guy's losing. The guy's losing the case. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, V'abar, Kiru Ploti Ploti V'yiduni. They're about to pass it against him. He says, wait! Reuven and Shimon are going to come testify for me. So he's obviously a liar, because why did he wait till this moment? Osha hotzi rai mitachas pundaso, or he all of a sudden he takes something out of his pocket. Oh, I forgot this. So hareze eno klum. So that even Rav Shugam Leo would agree that that's not, we don't listen to him because he's obviously a faker. Amar Rabba Barafuna halacha Rav Shugam Leo. Rabba Barafuna says the halacha is like Rav Shugam Leo in the first case. The Amar Rabba Barafuna ain halacha k'divrei chachamim. Another time he gave shiur, he said we don't pass like the chachamim. Pshita says the Gemara, is that obvious? Kivan Amar halacha Rav Shugam Leo memele yadinan to ain halacha k'chachamim. If you say the halacha is like A, obviously the halacha is not like B. So what do you have to say, both of those? This might have been, we pasken lechadchila like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but b'dieved, he went like the chachamim, it's okay. Abel d'yeved shaper dami, kamash malan, d'yavid, mahadrid amlay. Kamash malan, no, it's ma'akev. If you went like the chachamim, it's nothing. Right? And therefore, you'd have to go like Rav Shimon Gamliel, be machzir the din. That's case number one in the Mishnah, that we pass like Rav Shugam Leo. Next case, Amar Lo Avei Eidim V'chulu, Amar Rav Shugam Leo V'chulu. Right? In the case where he says, I have no Eidim or Raya, then he brings. So Amar Abba Bar Avuna, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. There we pass like Chachamim. V'yamar Abba Bar Avuna, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ein Halacha Rav Shugam Leo. So he says the name of Rav Yochanan, again, both statements. We pass him like Chachamim, we don't pass him like Rashbag. So the Gemara says, Pshita. So again, same question. If he says the halacha like chachamim, we obviously do not pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So what's the chiddush? Question mark. Rashi adds in, and you can't answer what we just answered earlier. It's to tell me that even Li'ikuva, because that's obvious too. Because we pass like the chachamim. Obviously, if you pass like the rabbim and you go like the yachid, it's not going to be good b'di'eved. The only avamina beforehand was we paskin like the yachid. So because we generally pass like the tzibur, so you might have thought if you pass like the tzibur but the yavid, it's okay. But here we pass like the tzibur, so obviously if you pass like the yachid, it's not going to be worth, it's not going to be worth anything. So Gemara says this is the chiddush. Hakamash malan tibehahi ein halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. We're emphasizing that we don't pass like a Shimon Gamliel in this case. Habekulu halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. But in other cases, we do pass like a Shimon Gamliel. So he's just emphasizing how unique this is. And that's against the following. Lafye meha to Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rav Yochanan kamakom sheshana Rav Shimon Gamliel b'mishraseinu halacha kamoso. Whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel is quoted in a Mishnah, we paskin like him. Chutz me'arev v'tzidon v'raya achrona. Except for three cases. One of them is one, our case here. This case is called Raya Achrona, where he brings a Raya later on after he said he has no Raya. Arev and Sidon, we had back in, Arev was in the end of Baba Basra and Sidon was in Gittin. So those are the three cases. But other than that, we pass him like him, and that is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Period. Hahu Yanuka, there was once a child. There was once a child, the Tavu Eladina Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. He was Nitva to Din in front of Rabbi Nachman, Kamed Rabbi Nachman. He was brought in front of Rabbi Nachman. Amar le isli chasadi. So he's there. Do you have any witnesses? Amar lo isli raya. Lo. I have none. Isli raya vle lo. So he said, no, I don't have. Chive. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was mechayev him to pay. Havika bachi vazel. He was crying. He was a kid. He was crying. Shamua hanach inshi. People heard about him. And then they said, what's the matter? Amar le. And they told him. And they said, what? Oh, we know. We're familiar with your father's business. Amru le ananya dina babili davuch. We know, and then he brings a raya. Then he brings Edom. Amar Rav Nachman, Be'ha Afilu Rabbanan Modo. To Yanuka, B'mili Davu Alo Yada. Rav Nachman says there, even the Rabbanan would agree that you could bring a raya or Edom. Why? Because the child didn't know. It's not his fault. A Gadol who denies, fine, we pass it against Rashbag. But if it's Katan, so therefore, he is believed after with the help of the others. Some are showing him, say here, what if Mamish, a 6-year-old coming to court? So some say it has to be at least a pa'ut, right? We know certain age of ketanim, the chazal gave them certain powers in order to do mekach u'memkar, as long as they're smart enough and they know what they're doing. So it has to be that. Or maybe he was a gadol by the time they brought him to court. But either way, the ksos brings this gemara as a raya. As a raya against the maharik. What does the maharik say? The ksos in simin sadi vav. Sif Beis, says the Ma'arik in Shorish Pei Aleph, Ein Hodas Katan Klum. If a Katan admits to something, You don't, doesn't matter. It's meaningless. You do not say Odos Baldin pay them daily by a katan. That's what the Ma'arik says. V'lo mahani be Odos Baldin kid the parach tamuda b'chal duchti katan midi mashasha is be. As the Gemara asks in a few places, do you listen to a katan? Via filu le'edin kabbalas edus lo chashiv b'fanav ki b'fnei baldin kidemucha perakagos albasra kol shekein she'ein lahachshiv hoda aso kol das baldin. That's the Maharik, with one exception. But the Kso says, I beg to differ, based on the Gemara right here. Our Gemara is, it's obviously, clearly, Rav Nachman ruled based on the Katan's Hodah here. He says, Ukasha, Harmina Beperek Zeborer, Daf Lamed Aleph. He quotes the case of Ahu Yanuka. Mashma, Ha'iyavi Yada, right? Mashma, what does Rav Nachman say? Oh, the other people knew better, and the Katan didn't know. Mashma, the Katan would have known. Right, about the, it's not an issue of the lack of hodah. Mashma ha'yavi yada, have yada also hodah, mashamoda. She'en lo edem, ain't lo raya. If he would have said, I don't have edem, I don't have raya, and, you know, then we would have trusted him. It's just that we don't know, we don't think that the cotton knows about his father's business. What if it's about the cotton's business? We would have trusted him. So this is a discussion, the, Ksos and the Marikav about the hodah of a katan. In general, a katan, as we know, is excluded from certain areas of halacha. We don't write a shtar based on a ma'isa katan, right? That's what the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Mechira, in Perek Chavtes. We discussed this in the context. Whenever we talk about chalipin, often, we discuss this Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira, Chavtes Tes and Chavtes Yud. Ein hakinyim yad katan klum. If I do a kinyin chalipin with a katan, it's meaningless. Shakinyin b'shtar v'ein edem chosmin ela al shtar adam gadol. Edem don't sign a shtar except for an act of an adam gadol, and therefore, because the katan can't do a chalipin, and a chalipin always turns into a shtar, therefore the edem can't sign on a shtar on the basis of the ma'isa of a katan. Reb Chaim, like the other girsa of this Rambam, shakinyin not shakinyin b'shtar, shakinyin kishtar. Right, what the Frankel Rambam quotes this on the side. Shakini Kishtar. What does that mean? Shakini Kishtar? Reb Chaim liked that girsa. As we discussed in the past, that Chalipin and Shtar have something in common. They both require a very high level of Das. They both have a focus on Das. Kinyin Chalipin, it's all about Das. Chalipin Yachronim say. There's no Maisa Kinyin there. What's a Maisa Kinyin? Generally, a Maisa Kinyin is, all Maisa Kinyanim are Horaz Bailus. It's a reflection of ownership. I pull something. I lift something up. I dig. I open a door. Right? All kinyanim reflect that I'm the owner. Right? Haraz bailus. Chalipin, I lift up a handkerchief. That's haraz bailus. No, that's obviously symbolic. What is it symbolic of? So the Rambam says beferish, that it's a concretization of my das. It shows that I'm serious about something. You don't need it half the time. But if you do it, it shows that you're serious about what you're doing. Right? Last time we discussed this was back in the first parak. On Daf Vav, I think, was when we spoke about whether Pshara needs a Kenyan. And we discussed Mechila, the big Tosfos there, and the Stipler about Mechila Tzricha Kenyan. But anyway, that's what Chalipin is about. It's a Kenyan Sheldas. It's a Chalos Kenyan, so to speak, without a Maisa Kenyan. What's Shtar about? Shtar is about a high level of Das HaMaschayev. As the ingredient in the creation of a shtar is Das HaMaschayev, right? You can't create a shtar unless the Maschayev gives his okay, right? A Malvik can't write the shtar. The Lovik could write the shtar. Right? So we have the Mishnah at the end of Baba Basra. Kos and the Lovik, Alva Bishain Malva Imo. Why? Because you can write a shtar based on the Das HaMaschayev. But not without it. So you see, both of those are together, so that's why that girsa fits in Shakinyin Kishtar. Okay. So that's one story. Next story. Each of these stories have major halacha ramifications. These stories that are quoted here. Next story. Hahi itza, de nafak shtar mitusa yada. There's a woman that has a shtar. A woman, she's a shlish, right? She's a third party. She has a shtar that Ruvein owes Shimon money. She's holding on to a shtar. Amar lein, she says, yadana by shtar de priya have. I know that this shtar has been paid up already. There's no evidence on the shtar that it was paid up already. She says, I know that it was paid up already. Himna Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman believed her. So why did Rav Nachman believe her? Omle Rav Nachman, Keman Kerebi, Da Amar Osios Nicholas bin Mesira? Who are you possibly like Rebbe? The Rebbe, we had Rebbe a few times at the end of Baal Basra. Osios Nicholas bin Mesira, what does that mean? I have a star that Ruben owes me money. I give you the star. All of a sudden, Rebbe holds, now you can collect from Ruvain. Even though your name is not in the star, my name's in the star. Osios Niknos Bemesira. That's Rabbi Shita, right? And the Rabbanan argue on that. So says Rabbi to Rabbi Nachman, is that why you allow this woman to be believed? Right? And that's what Rashi says on the bottom. Vahachanami, kina aso, vahavi kidida, venemenas lomar parua, it's like hers. And she's believed to say it was paid up. So is that why? Is that what it's based on? Omar Le, says Rabbi Nachman, no. Shiny acha here, even Rabbanan would agree. Diboy Kalse, here she has somewhat of a migu. She could have burned the shtar up. She could have hidden the shtar. She gave the shtar and says it's paid up. She showed the shtar and it's paid up. It must be that she is believed because she could have just thrown it in the garbage if she wanted to. One version of the story. We'll get back to that. Let's just do a little more. Ikan da amre lo imne Rav Nachman. Or the opposite. Rav Nachman did not believe her. Amalei Rav Nachman. Why don't you believe her? Oh, boy, Kalse. Couldn't she have just ripped it up? So why doesn't she have that as a somewhat of a migu? Answer, kiva dischazik bebeidina, iboi kalse lo amrinan. Since the shtar was ready, muchzak in bezdin. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi, shekasiv bohanpek. It already had the stamp of bezdin. It already had the kiyam. So therefore, lo alimi ihi. She can't uproot the mice of bezdin. That's Rashi. Tosfa says, they saw it in her hand. If they saw it in her hand, that's what it's chazeh beidina, so that's why she cannot burn it. So therefore, kiva dischazeh beidina, ibay kalse lo amrinan. So therefore, she cannot say that. Just a little bit more, and then we'll talk about it more. Esei Rav Lo Rav Nachman, Rav asked another kasha on the second version of Rav Nachman who didn't believe her. Simpon, she eshel avedim, if there is a simpon is a receipt. Just sometimes it's called a shovar, sometimes it's called a simpon. Tosfa says, Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, if the lova has it, it's called a shovar. If the malva has it, it's called a simpon. So here, simpon, she eshel avedim, if the era edim, she's kayim b'chosma. So then it must be mekuyam, with you be mekayim the star with the edim, and then fine, it is belief. Ein alav edim, v'yotza mitachaz yedei shlish, if there are no edim and the shlish is holding it, o shiyotza achar chisim shtaros kasher. Or the signatures are after it's nechta, the shover is written after the signatures, kasher, alma, shlish mehemman. What's important, the middle line. Yotza mitachaz yad shlish. You see, a shlish is believed if the shlish says anything. So the woman not believed. So you have to do Rav Nachman. So this price is against the second version of Rav Nachman. Stop there for a moment. He asked Rav Soloveitchik in one of his Yahrzeit Shiurim, the only Yahrzeit Shiur that was not an Aruch Chaim topic. They say that one time all the topics of the Yahrzeit Shiurim in the Shiur that he used to give on Gimel Shvat, on the Yahrzeit of his father, Kriya Shema, Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, Psukei Dezimra, Takanis Moshe, topics that are a certain genre of topics. But one time he gave Osios Nikos B'Mesira. That was one of his topics. And in that article, in that Shirim Zecher Abba Mari, he talks about shtar. We discuss this often. But there he quotes this Gemara, and he says, what was Rava saying? Rava said to Rav Nachman, hey, why is the woman believed in the first version of Rav Nachman? Because of Osios Dikas and Mesira? I don't understand. It's not the Shlish's shtar, is it? The third party, the woman, Osios Dikas and Mesira means, if Reuven gives Reuven's own money, and he gives Shimon the shtar, so now Shimon can collect. What does that have to do with the shlish? The shlish is not collecting, right? So what does that have to do with anything? So says Rav Soloveitchik in the Yahrzeit, and also it was reprinted in the Shiuri Harav here on this story. Well, maybe this goes to the secret of shtaros. And there are many rayas on his build up to this as well. Mikol ze mukach. Why? What's the magic of a shtar? I'm holding a shtar that says Reuven owes me money. How do I know that that's kosher? How do I know that it was all written, it's not paid up yet? How do I know that the edim were bakashras? How do I know everything? A shtar talks. A shtar being held by the Baal HaShtar talks and says, I'm not paid up, I'm kosher, everything is good. Muchach, the osios, from this sugya, osios nikos b'mesira is not a prat in mahalach haknas hachov. It's not just a detail in transferring an obligation. It's part of a larger framework called tfisas Baal HaShtar. Whoever's holding the shtar has bailus on the shtar, and that's how the shtar functions. And therefore, the shlish, you're right, the woman's not owed any money, but she's the balas ashtar. Because once she's holding the shtar, she has a neamonis being the balas ashtar. That's the suggestion of Rav Soloveitchik. The Hava Mina Begamara, the Shlish Chashiv Kabbalashtar, Vishizeu Yiso Ne'emunaso Midin Balashtar. Right, and that's the first version of Rav Nachman, when Rav says to him, Osios Niknos Bimasira. Okay, part of a larger topic, but we will continue. Says the Gemara. Yasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, La Olam may be Raya Vesosir Ashistatin Tadosav. He could always bring Raya, getting back to the topic of our Mishnah. Raya could always be brought by the parties until his tainas are closed up. The Yomar, Kirvu Ploni, Ploni Veiduni. And he says, so-and-so should come and be Mayid. So we ask that there seems to be a contradiction between those two lines. Hagufa kasha, amar yistatim tanosav asan l'rabanan. The first line of that statement sounds like Rabbanan. Until the time he says, I have no more claims, that sounds like Rabbanan. Meaning even if he brings something a month later, he's not believed. But vahadar amrit, but then the last line of the Mishnah is quoted, where he says, hey, wait a minute, I'm losing, so-and-so should come. Kirvu ish ploni uploni ve'iduni, asalam shibagam liel. That sounds like Rashbag. So what does Rabbi Yochanan mean? V'chite makula Rav Shimon Gamliel upirushi kamafarish. And if you want to say really, the whole thing is really expressing Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita upirushi kamafarish. My achi yistadim ta'anosav. What does that mean? Achi yomar kiver ploni ploni v'hi iduni. And therefore, the whole thing is a quote of Rav Shimon Gamliel. But that's a problem because we don't paskin that way. So why would Rabbi Yochanan be saying that? V'yamar Rav Avarachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan kamakom sheshana Rav Shimon Gamliel b'mishaseinu halacha kamoso chutz me'arvitzin v'ray achrona. This is ray achrona. So how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin that way? So Ella Kiyasa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a different version of Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. La'olam maybe ray v'soser ad shi'istatim ta'anosav. Meaning straight up like the Rabbanan. The Yomer lo, until they say to Havei Edim, Vomer Ainli Edim. Havei Raya, Vomer Ainli Raya. So like worship with the Rabbanan, Aval, but the following case, this is added, the following case, we do hold like the Rabbanan would agree that it's okay. Bo Edim in Medina Sayam, what if Edim come from a far-fetched place that we didn't know? Osha I said, Diskia Shal Aviv, Mufkathis Biad Acher, or there's a whole group of Shtaris that I didn't know about that someone else held on to. Hareza, maybe Raya Soser. It's in cases where we're clear that the person couldn't have known about it, so then Bezin would accept, even according to the Rabbanan. Period. Another statement of Rav Dimi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kiyaz Rav Dimi am Rabbi Yochanan, hatokev schavir b'din echad, omer nadun kan. Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, you know what, you owe me money, please, let's judge this case right here in our city. The echad omer nedech l'makam avad. The other one said, no, I want to go to the bigger rabbis. I want to go to makam avad, the place where the greatest rabbis are. So, who do we listen to? Right, Rashi says, makam avad talmidei chachamim harbe. She said, bosh mehem. I want to go in front of the rabbis because I know you're not going to lie in front of them. So, one says, give me the money and I want to judge you here. And he says, makam avad, kofan aso v'yech l'makam avad. So we force the other person to go to the makam avad. Amar lefan of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi, mishenosha bechaveiro mana, yotzi mana mana, really? If somebody is nosha bechaveiro, somebody owes their friend money, so he has to now spend money on expenses to go to the makam avad, besides collecting the, you owe me money. So now I'm going to have to spend money on that? Right, so that's not fair. Says the Gemara, Ella kofan osovadan beiro, no. He judges right here in this city. I don't have to go anywhere. We already did this Tosfos a few weeks ago, but look back at it. Tosfos in parentheses. The Yotzi Mana Amana, Mikan Lemeschayev Vidin, Delo Mishalim Leidach Yisiosav. Right? It's clear that if somebody's obligated in Din, he does not have to pay for the other's expenses. Because what does this person say? Hey, I'm going to have to pay, and then, it's not fair, Mashba, that he's not going to get reimbursed for his expenses. Right, so it's clear that lo mishalom lidach yisiosef. Avo bisha maskiko lo lech lo ladun be'ir acheres. Even though I make you go to the other place, I'm not going to have to reimburse you. We'll have to get back to that. Let's just do a little bit more. Itmar nami amar safra. Shnayim shidis asbu b'din. Echan omar nadun kan ve'echan omar nilach l'bakam avad. This is a machlokas. Here or there. Kofan asof adan be'iro. Right, we force him to stay here. Im hutzrach davar l'shol. And if they can't figure it out, then they have a question. Kosev v'sholchen, they'll send a letter to the greater Bezdin. V'yamamar kisvu v'tzinuli me'ezat tam dantuni. And if the party that lost said, could you please explain to me why I lost? Kosev v'dosun lo. We explain to him. Tosva says, it's only if we forced him to be here. If we didn't force it to be here, then maybe not. There are many details about this, which we don't have time right now. The Ramon Yaradei and Simon Yudalit in Choshe Mishpat discusses how much does the Beis Din have to reveal about their svaras, about why the person lost or not. Right? They say the story about Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim sent a question to the Gadol HaDor. I think it was Reb Yisrael Hanan. Says he asked him Kasha. He says, but don't send me your reasons. Just tell me what the answer is. Why? Well, if you send me your reasons, I'll probably argue on you. Just tell me what the psak is. You're the Gadol HaDor. He didn't want to know the reasons, but here this case. He wants to know the reasons. Period. V'hayivama holeches achar hayavim latira. The Yavama goes after the Yavam. Who's the city? You have to go. Go after the Yavam. Wahatira. To matir her. Which gets back to what we discussed in the second parak. Is chalitza all about the heter? Is it a mitzvah? Wahatira. Ad kama amar abiyami afila mitveri letzipori. Even from tveri letzipori. Which, in our calculations, is not so far from each other, right? Tzipori is up north, not too far from Tveria, but if you're going on a horse, on a camel, you know, it is a different place. Amar Avkana, Maikra, how do you know his city? V'karu lo ziknei iro, v'lo ziknei ira. Period. Amar Amei, Mar Hilchaza, what do we paskin? Kofen oso v'yech l'makam avad. You're forced to go to the other place, where the Talmid Chachamim are. Amar Avashi la meimar, v'amar Rav Elazar, kofen oso v'dan v'iro. But the soul, we have another source, Rav Elazar says, no, in your own city. Hani mi leecha dukama le'lo ve'lo malve. Avo malve, eved lo ve'lish malve. The Lobe is forced to follow the Malve because of the Pasuk in Mishlei, because of this principle that he's Meshubed. Right? The last time we had this was back in Baba Basra, where we discussed this Shita that says, Ein Kosvin Shovar. The Malve shouldn't have to hold on to the Shovar. Evet Lobe Lish Malve. Or the Lobe should have to, I'm sorry, the Lobe should have to hold on to the Shovar. Right, if he paid up already. Because Ebelovelish, Malva, we had that there. Stop there for a moment. The Chashuge Chemet here has a case relating to what we just said about Yotzi Mana Almana. The following case. I don't know if this Maisa Be'echad, unbelievable. Creative cases. Somebody did a teal up north with his whole family, his five kids, and he gets on a bus after an exhausted day. And he waits for a long time for the bus. He gets on the bus and there's no places. So he's sitting, it's like a 2-hour ride wherever he's going, and he's standing with all of his kids on the bus. And hu chazal yaladav aktanim, he feels bad, and he has, he comes up with a tachpula. He comes up, he takes out his phone, and he pretends to have a conversation with someone on the other line, with his wife. And he asks, derech agav, did you get the results of the tests yet? What tests? Some type of contagious illness that his children were tested for. And said, you didn't get them yet? So we're not sure if they're contagious yet or not? Okay, thanks, I'll see you at home. Bye. And all of a sudden, half the bus goes to sit in the back away from him. There are 20 seats that just became available. And on the next stop, half the bus is off the bus. And Baruch Hashem, or not, maybe not Baruch Hashem, he has plenty of seats on the bus now to sit with his kids. Yesh lehis tapek. Shari yidei maisav nigram hefzil notim sheyerdu. The people that got off the bus now are going to have to get onto the next bus and pay. Well, does he have to pay? Or he never told them anything. They didn't really ask any details. It was their fault that they were over listening to my eavesdropping to my conversation. Right? It's their fault. Back and forth he goes. He didn't tell them, or maybe they had a chiyuv, because we know b'nishmatim olam nafshosechem. I have to take care of my health, and therefore maybe I had a chiyuv to get off the bus. So he goes back and forth. He says, vadai vadai, he was violated on oz dvarim. That's for sure. That the question is, does that translate into a chiyuv financially? Habacher, right, he says, vadai over on oz dvarim. But this is the case. Okay, and then he says, just related issue, there was a story where there was a boy who was learning on a bus. Once we're talking about bus cases. And there was a woman who sat down right next to him, blasting music, very inappropriate music. And he obviously couldn't learn. And he says, abusing, whatever, backlit, then he sits down, bachulu. And then the so he starts moving over and putting his hands over his ears and trying to figure out a way to learn. So this woman says, what's the problem? What's the problem? And the Bachar says, he says that the Ani Chozer Misharei, he comes up with a plan. He says, Ani Chozer Misharei Tzedek. And, you know, she says, yeah? He says, I have Crispidin. Crispidin, he says, what, Crispidin, is that, contagious? He says, I have it all the time. A lot of other people have it too. And, he says, Ma'od. And he says, the guy left. So he says, Rofe, so he says that there was a doctor on the bus sitting there behind him. He says, I never heard of Crispadin. What type of disease is Crispadin? He says, Crispadin. That's the targum on the word tzitzis. Right? Vaslam tzitzis. I says, I have Crispadin. And I am coming back from Shari Tzedek, and I have Crispadin, and everybody has Crispadin, and Lamaisa, and it's mitzvah gorer is mitzvah, so it is contagious. Anyway, so he says, this story is different than the other story, though. Here it's not on Azvarim. Here, he wasn't doing it to be mazik others. He was just trying to, so she's not mafriya. And they didn't ask what Crispadin is, I just said it, and, you know, he assumes that the first case is real on Azvarim, the second case is not. Okay. Vaiter. Says the last section of the Gemara, Shochle lemar ukva. They sent to Mar Ukva in Bavel. L'dezivle kabar bisya. To the one who shines like the son of Bisya. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalim Ukvana Bavli. Right? We had earlier also three sources for someone who raises a child as if he gave birth to them. Right? One of them was, I remember, Meirav and Michal. One of them was Rus and Naomi. And the other one was right here. Bisya and Moshe. Ukvana Bavli Kavel Kadamana. Ukvana Bavli complained, is complaining. Yirmiya Achi Eber Eliza Derech. Yirmiya Achi did something to me. Either he's Iske Mamon, or Rachman al-Islan, he made him unable to have children. He did something. V'imru lo tell him. Hasiyu v'yar v'arayinu b'tveria. Make sure he has to extradite him. Send him to Tveria. That was the letter. So Hagufa Kasha. It's an inner contradiction in this letter. Amart Amru Imrulo. First they say, tell him, Alma Dainu Atun. You tell him, sounds like you judge him. Hasiyu of a year of an Betferia, Alma Shadru Hacha. That sounds like bring him here. So Elahachi Kamri. This is the letter that they sent. Imrulo Dainu Atun. You judge him. Itzai is science. If he listens to you, great. V'ilo Hasiyu of a year of an Betferia. And if not, send him back here to Tveria with us and we'll judge him. One version. Ravashi Amar, no, Dine Knossos Havi. Obavo Odana Dine Knossos. This was Dine Knossos. If it's Chavala, so it's Dine Knossos. And therefore, they couldn't judge him there. They had to send him back. Father Shochel, Lehachi, so why they send him as if, oh, you do it? To at least start giving cover to Marukfa, who was the God of Ador there. You know, you talk to him. But ultimately, you're going to have to send him to us. Okay, Adrolach Zeborer, Baruch Hashem, that takes us through the third parak of Meseches Sanhedrin.